Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet is actually a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and here it's going to go play by play of the actual, storyline of what would happen when a person would come to purchase the Nesachim, the libations for his Karbanos. So here we go. Mishum of Akesh Nesachim, the person who needed to purchase Nesachim, the libations for his Karban, Holichlo, he would go, Etzel Yochanan to Yochanan. Shehum Emune al HaChosamos, like we explained earlier, he was appointed over the Chosamos, the stamps, meaning these like receipts that he would give to the people that would purchase. So Nosin Lo Mos, the buyer would give money to Yochanan, according to the Nesach and the libations he wanted to purchase. Umekabal Vimenu Chosam, in turn, he would get this receipt, right? Balo Etzel Achia, and then he would go to Achia. Shu'mimune al ha-Nesachim, he was appointed over the actual Nesachim, the actual libations for the Karbanos. And Ha'ainu Yenos, the wines, Shmanim, the oils, Slasos, the fine flowers. So whatever they needed. So, Achia would be receiving it from the providers that provided the Beis HaMikdash with their merchandise. And then the purchasers, these buyers, these individuals that are bringing their Karbanos, so they gave the money to Yochanan, they got their receipt. Now they go to Achia, and they present the receipt to Achia, then Achia will sell them the Nesachim that they had purchased for their Karbanos. And this was done in order that each person shouldn't have to go and look after, reliable sources to buy Nesachim that were made al Tahara HaKodesh, or were made special for Hekdesh, with the pure, by keeping them tar and making sure they're not Tamei. So this way, the buyers, the people that are bringing their Karbanos, could buy it directly from the Beis HaMikdash, and this was the process. So they brought their money, they gave it to Yochanan, Yochanan gave them a receipt, they took that receipt, they gave it to Achia. Achia was appointed over the actual Nesachim, the libations, and he would have a whole storehouse of the wines and the oils and the fine flowers that they purchased from the suppliers, and they would sell it to these buyers, and once the buyers would present the receipt, they would get their merchandise in place, and they'd use it for their libations for the Nesachim that they would bring along with the Karbanos. And again, this would alleviate the, people that are bringing Karbanos from having to go and find their own Nesachim that were, tahar, they were pure for Kodesh. This way they did it right through the Beis HaMikdash, and it was a lot simpler for everybody that was bringing their Karbanos. V'nosun l'chosim, and then Achia, v'nosun l'achia, as a chosim, would give Achia the receipt that he got from Yochanan, and then Achia would give the Nesachim to the buyer. Ula Arab in the evening, Ban Zay Tzalzah, Achia and Yochanan would meet. Va'achia and Achia, Motzi Asachosamos, he would pull out all of the receipts that he got. And Makalba connected Mos, and then he would get the money that Yochanan got. So they did a swap. Vim Hotiru, and if they saw that, Yochanan had more money than the actual, receipts that Achia had received, according to the cheshbon that was happening, so there's extra money, what's going to be? You see the receipts say, $10,000, but Lamaya said they pulled in, $11,000. So the extra money goes to Hekdesh. It doesn't go to Yochanan, it doesn't go to his pocket. It goes to Hekdesh. And then the impachsu, if they see that the money in Yochanan's hands was less than the receipts that came from Achia, so now they're short some cash. Yochanan would have to pay out of pocket to cover the difference. She had Hekdesh al Halyona, because Hekdesh always has the upper hand. And if they lost out, then someone made a boo-boo over here, and Yochanan's going to have to pay for it out of his pocket. So this is just a play-by-play of what would happen, and that's Mishnah Dalet. Moving along to Mishnah Hey, Mi she'avad mimenu chosamo, if a person bought his Nesachim, and then he lost his, he lost his signature, he lost his stamp, and he comes to Yochanan and he says, hey, I lost my stamp. Mamtinen lo. So he says to Yochanan and tells this, person, wait out of Erev until the evening when Yochanan and Achia would come one to the other and make a cheshbon. And they would see. In if they see Yochanan sees that they're counting the money, and between the money and the, receipts that they got, there's extra cash, and that extra cash adds up to what this person's receipt was that he lost, then no, so give him the Nesachim, that he ordered, or give him his money back, because now you see that he's honest. You see that there's an extra, you know, amount of cash here, and it must have been from this person who had lost the receipt. But v'imlav, but when Yochanan and Achiyah meet together, there's no extra money. So v'imlav shloha yil Yochanan mo'os yiteros al-chosama shbi Achiyah. So there's no extra money. Everything is an exact fit. Then lo hayolo. Then this guy Luke gets nothing. He lost his stamp. He has no reimbursement because there's no proof. V'shem hayom kasav alei. And what they would do is they would always write the name of the date on these receipts. Why? Very simple. They hire months for the trickers, so that people shouldn't take advantage of them. Because these tricksters, what they would do is, let's just say, well, some guy lost his receipt, right? Let's just say, either the officers lost the receipt they were collecting, or one of the buyers lost the receipt, and then one of these tricksters find it. So I'll wait a couple of days, and I'll go ahead and present it, and I'll buy a whole bunch of the nesachim with it. So we want to avoid this. So as long as there's a date on it, they see that, you know, after the day's date, it's expired and it can't be used anymore. Another reason they bring down over here is lest these tricksters gather these receipts that are lost, then they wait until the price shoots up. And then they go to the Beis HaMikdash and say, hey, now we want to buy the nesachim for the higher price. So, you know, we want to avoid, you know, tricksters and we want to avoid, you know, any kind of falsehood at all costs. So we make sure to write the date on these receipts to avoid any fraud. And that wraps up the two mishnahs for today.